It's episode 172, and we've got plugins for organizational flowcharting, URL updates, save to Dropbox, MailChimp, RSS management, and a new plugin that hides other plugins. All coming up on WordPress Plugins A to Z.
WordPress. It's the most popular content management and website solution on the internet. And with over 30,000 plugins to choose from, how do you separate the junk from the gems? Join John Overall and Marcus Couch for this weekly unrehearsed conversation about the latest and greatest in WordPress plugins. This is WordPress Plugins A to Z.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be hiding out there on the globe today. Welcome back to another fine, fun-filled, exciting episode. I'm your host, John Overall, and with me is my co-host,
Marcus Couch. Nice to be here with everyone.
And we've got the usual great, fun-filled, exciting show for you. So right off the top, let's get the stuff out of the way. You can get the usual show notes over at wppluginsa2z.com, where we have added a couple of new features there for you, where you can subscribe to the podcast on iTunes or Stitcher Radio with a simple click of a button right on the page. So check us out there. And if you got a couple of minutes, leave us a review at iTunes or Stitcher. We would greatly appreciate it.
That's right, John. We are doing some revisions to the site, including adding a newsletter where you're going to be getting content that's not only from the show, but you'll also get some exclusive stuff that John and I bring out that maybe just too hot to wait as far as taking it to the next show. So John and I both have some really great projects that we'll be doing from now until the end of the year. This is amongst the first as far as taking care of the Plugins A to Z site. So we highly suggest you check it out. Also, follow us on Twitter, which you can find at WP Plugins A to Z.
And of course, as usual, don't forget we are WordPress professionals. We make our living with WordPress. So if you're looking for some significant support on your WordPress website, you broke it, I can fix it. Or if you need some guidance on technical setup or support of your site, check me out. You can get emergency support on my website at wppro.ca/emergency. Or if you want to pick up the phone, give me a call at 818-850-7729.
Yeah, I wish I could have sent the client that tried to text me at 2 in the morning last night saying that they broke the database. I wish I could have just sent them to you instead. That would have been great.
Yeah, it probably would have rung. It probably would have just went right straight to voicemail.
Yeah, see, you wouldn't have picked it up. I did, though. But, all right. GoDaddy promo code PLUGIN295 gives you $2.95.com domains. Just enter the promo code at checkout for instant savings. That's any .com domain name for under $3. Do it right now while you're listening to the show so you don't forget.
And we do have some couple of tidbits of information. One, I wanted to update folks. I know I mentioned last week about my little saga with my credit card being compromised. Well, it turns out just as I was getting prepped for this, WooThemes sent out the notice that says anyone that has purchased any product with them between, I forget, last month or so, you need to check out your credit card and go talk to them. They have admitted to the fact that they've been compromised in some way. So make sure you do check it out if you've purchased from them in between, I think it was April and May. So, and they're offering up a nice discount if, you know, to bring you back. So
yeah,
they were actually pretty good about it. I actually wrote them and complained directly to them about this as soon as it affected me, because I knew directly what had caused it. And they were pretty good about responding and cooperating and helping me straighten things up on their end. So, you know, it wasn't as bad as I thought they might be. So they're,
yeah. Well, it's a shame that it happened, but it's good that they're at least doing some damage control.
Well, that's what they're doing. They're doing some damage control, and they're trying to, you know, at least own up to the mistake. And they listed it between November 27, 2013 and May 8th, 2014. Wow, that's a long time span.
Wow. That's a lot.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad I didn't buy anything at that time frame.
I only bought the one thing back in April I hadn't purchased in the last 6 months. So.
All right.
And of course, we've got some listener feedback this week. So we've got a question here from Fred, and we'll just let him speak his piece and see what's up. Take it away, Fred.
John, thanks for your show. I'm Fred. I'm out here in Orange County, California. And since back in 2009, I tried some WordPress, put up a couple sites, a couple blogs, and now I'm picking it back up again, and it's changed a lot in the past 5 years. And I'm enjoying getting an education with your podcast on all the plugins that are available. It's really amazing. So I wanted to thank you very much for that. The question I have is when it comes to CMSs, I know there's Joomla out there, there's WordPress. I was curious if you guys could do a show on the different CMS options that are out there. Most of my customers come from the print media side. I'm an old print media guy from way back and made the transition into doing graphics on the computer back in the 90s. And as things are keep constantly changing in this business, I'm curious to see if... I'm sure you guys are WordPress fanatics, but I'm wondering what the other competing CMSs are. Thanks.
All right, Fred. Well, thanks a lot for the question. As far as other CMSs out there, I didn't know any other existed, did you? No, seriously.
No.
Seriously, there are the other ones, and of course, if you want information on Joomla or Drupal or... the other ones out there, I'm sure there's podcasts out there. Of course, we wouldn't be doing a podcast comparing CMSs anymore. I mean, I had done such a thing in the past, but I'm solely focused at WordPress. And my examination of all those, having come from the print media myself, I published a newspaper here in Victoria back in the 90s. And when I made the switch over to internet, WordPress was the way to go. Easy.
Yeah, you know, you could dine on macaroni and cheese every day, but I prefer steak, right? So why would I even eat that crap?
There you go.
I there's plenty of podcasts out there for other CMSs. There's Joomla Beat, which I listen to just to kind of spy on the technology that they're doing out over there. And I say over there because I keep them at a huge distance, way further than arm's length even. I mean, I don't even really... like if they describe something that I thought would be revolutionary for a client, I would still not install it. I'd just wait till WordPress has that.
Well, that's pretty much all we got. Well, thanks a lot, Fred. We appreciate it. And anyone else who wants to appear on the show, send us a SpeakPipe. Just go to the website, click on the SpeakPipe bar, leave a quick message, and we will get it and get it on the show.
Yes, indeed.
Or if you're aptly inclined, email us directly an MP3 file. That works too.
Nice. We got a little bit of news, John. Actually, a couple notable things that have come down the pipe this week. HackerTarget.com did a great report on the WordPress statistics for the top 500,000 websites on the internet as far as traffic goes. We'll leave a link to this in the show notes, but of these sites, 104,000 plus, that's 21%, were found to be running WordPress. That's pretty cool. They also went into some of the top plugins that are installed on WordPress sites. We got the most popular one, I guess, John?
Yeah, Contact Form 7, unfortunately.
You got it. That's 24,000 people of those have Contact Form 7. Followed by stuff like Yoast, Jetpack, WP SuperCache, W3 TotalCache, a bunch of other stuff in there. But
no real surprises, you know, really.
The only surprise that I really saw was that almost 3,000 people have a Dig plugin installed. Dig.
Oh, Dig provides one of the better social media plugins. I use it on most of my sites.
Okay, well, that could explain it.
Yeah.
I thought it was the old loading up.
No, it's the one that, it's the little, well, it's on our website, that little slider that slides up and down next to our posts.
Oh, yeah.
That's
okay.
That's actually the Dig plugin.
Got it.
Yeah, so.
So, it's really interesting, and then they also went into the themes. John, here, win a shiny American dollar here. You want to guess to the top theme?
My favorite. It was Genesis was my favorite. I looked at that one. Wow, that's nice. That's the one that I've been using for 5 years.
Yeah, Genesis is double the next one on the list, which is Pub.
Yeah.
I don't even know what Pub is.
Never heard of Pub. It's one I'll have to examine to find out why it's so popular.
Yeah, followed by 2012, something called Sahifa.
Yeah.
2011, Canvas, Optimized Press, Thesis, all that.
Pretty much the usual stuff down the line. The interesting one here is the hosting providers.
Definitely, definitely. They go into the top 20 host providers, the top one, Unified Layer. What is that?
I have no idea. Never heard of that one.
Unified Layer. They talk about Cloudflare, GoDaddy, get into WP Engine, which WP Engine is just almost in a neck and neck tie with Media Temple and just under Rackspace. So very interesting article, and I think it's really worth reading.
Yeah.
The last thing that we should get into, I guess, is what version of WordPress are people using. And for the most part, it's 3.8, 3.9 is a dominant. So everybody's keeping their stuff up to date, which is great. There are some still old WordPress 1.1 sites.
Look at that. WordPress 1.1. Wow.
Ren and Kubrick. They just let him rot.
They're obviously sitting out there rotting somewhere.
Yeah. Okay, and then the other one that's of interest that I left in the show notes is an article that is it's on Torque Mag, which Torque is kind of a subsidiary, I guess you could say, of WP Engine. It's a very interesting topic that I think it's time to start talking about. Is it time to retire the sidebar? There are so many things as far as parallax things and pop-ups now and sticky stuff to the top and the side and drawers and you name it, some of the stuff that we've talked about here on the show. So it's of wonder is for corporations and businesses and things, is the sidebar dead? What do you think, John?
I don't think so entirely, my own viewpoint. I haven't read the whole article, but I'm going to peruse it and see what they're talking about, because the sidebar still provides a lot of utility outside of the front page.
True. But if you recall, 2013, that WordPress theme, no sidebars.
Yeah.
So even Matt's blog doesn't have a sidebar.
Yeah, there's probably going to be uses or sites where you won't need or want a sidebar, but some things, I just don't see it as being disappeared. I can see it being minimized as far as usage goes and fewer sites using it, but there's going to be sites that it's just going to be an absolute needed.
Let me ask you something then, just to play devil's advocate here. What's the default thing typically that you'd always add to a sidebar?
Well, the default thing I add to sidebars is like join my newsletter, find on social, advertisements, things of that nature.
Okay. I got it. All right. Well, it's an interesting article on Torque, and we will leave a link to the show notes at WPPluginsA2Z.com.
There you go. That's pretty much all the news and everything we got, eh?
That's it. Time for... the Rockstar Lounge to begin.
Off we go then. All right, well, I've got a couple of great plugins this week, ones that I had been using while doing some updates. And the first one I've got is called RSS Manager. And this one here is a little more than the name implies. What it's designed to do is it's designed to help you control the look and layout of your RSS feed. Because if you look at your RSS feed, it's always got a standard layout, you know, a piece of text, an image above it, some information below it. But what I was doing was I was creating a better looking RSS feed for the newsletter, because the newsletter I set up takes from the RSS feed, turns it into a newsletter, and sends it out. And so it only displays whatever you sent out in the RSS feed. And this plugin allows you to go in and customize the look and feel of your RSS feed by changing the text, adding categories and titles, moving them around to better places before or after the text. You can create a customized thumbnail size, change the placement of it, have it above the text, beside the text, left or right, below it, so you can move things around. All in all, I found it very nice. And for those of you that have started receiving our newsletter, you'll see that that is the RSS feed layout and the customization that I did to it. So let us know what you think about that. But all in all, I found this to be a pretty decent little plugin, and I had to give it a rating at 5 dragons on here because top drawer on this one.
Yikes. I've been looking for something like this for years, John.
Yeah.
Years. Yeah, I'm going to do something I've never done. Ready? You gave it one. I'm joining you. Oh, my God.
It was great. It worked. It did what I needed to do. And I've used it on 2 sites now for setting up RSS feed newsletters. And because that was one of my problems with RSS feed newsletters, I had no control over the look. You know, it came across as that blah RSS feed.
So. Yeah, I definitely have to install this on a number of different entities. Everything that you've got media should be using something like this. I wonder how well it plays with the podcasting plugins that we use.
I haven't tried. Oh, it's working fine on our website. We've got it installed on WP Plugins. It is Ed.
All right.
That's what sent out the newsletter, was this plugin here.
Huh. Yeah, I've always been really kind of miffed at how ugly the RSS page output is for WordPress. And so it sounds like this is an ample solution for what I'm looking for.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, okay. I have a plugin that I want to bring to the table here that is something that I've always tried to kind of find. I've always reviewed Dropbox plugins on the show here. But none of them gave me the capability to do what this plugin does. WP Dropbox Drop-Ins is a plugin that allows people to, let's just say you wanted to save a file from your WordPress installation and have it so that someone can click and save it to their Dropbox automatically. That's what this plugin does. So you as a site viewer, John, you'd come in, let's just say I have a huge file or something like that that's uploaded. Doesn't matter what it is. And rather than download it the traditional way, if you just want to save it right into your Dropbox, you would click Save to Dropbox. Then the next page, it would ask you to authorize Dropbox or sign in or whatever if you're not logged in. And then away it goes. You just tell it the destination folder, and Dropbox takes care of the rest. So I thought that was a really great way that you could, on the go, kind of give people different things to put into their Dropbox. And I especially think it's valuable if you are selling content. If you have a membership site, if you're selling digital products, something like that, this may be a way, or maybe even presentations or things, this may be a way that you could deliver that right to Dropbox. Hmm. Interesting concept. It really worked well for the one thing that I needed it for on a client site. So I gave it a 5 out of 5.
Very nice. I like the idea of being able to drop stuff directly to clients and put it in their Dropbox.
Yeah.
That's nice.
And not just clients, but these are site viewers, and these things happen to be documents that were all zipped up. You know, if you wanted to, you could download the documents one by one, or if you wanted to save to Dropbox, you could download the whole archive, which happened to be, you know, almost like 200 megs.
Very nice. All right. Well, the next one I've got here, this is one that I've more and more, like, I've been transferring WordPress websites from one domain to another for, you know, quite some time now. I'm sure you've done your fair share of them. And one of the biggest problems I'd often faced was that conversion from the old domain to the new domain. And for the longest time, it was a relatively smooth process. I go in, do a search and replace of the domain name, and everything worked fine. But the last 5 or 10 sites I've done, for some reason, it's been glitching. Once I do that conversion, all of a sudden, images and everything would break. And it was a big pain in the neck, and I'd have to reverse everything I did, and then I'd have to go in and tediously replace a few, and then do a mass replace, and it worked. And I never understood why. But I discovered a plugin this week called Velvet Blues Update URLs. And this plugin was just so smooth and sweet. And so I'll try it, see what happens. Move the website, tried my own conversion, it broke. I went, okay, fine, let's try this plugin. Did it, you put in the old URL, put in the new URL, hit replace, go through and check all the boxes you need, including the little GUIDs, which I'm certain was where my problem has been having lately. Do the update. A few seconds later, everything's done, and it all worked perfectly smooth. This was one of those beautiful, perfect, smooth, lazy plugins that we just enjoy, so I had to give it a top rating, 5 dragons. Velvet Blues Update.
Awesome. I love this one too. Man.
Yeah, it has now become a new staple for me when transferring a website from one domain to another.
Yeah, because we use CMS Commander.
Yeah.
And that's awesome. And I'll give you a real world example that is literally something I've got to do the second we're done recording. Okay. I'm working in conjunction with two other people on a client site. And for about a month, we've had a stage site that everybody's worked on the back end. And I shouldn't say everybody, because I really didn't. I just kind of oversaw what they were working on as far as plug-in installations and things like that. And when it was ready for me to come in with some design elements, I was ready. So they had 3 different programmers that he had hired on the side. One after the other, because they kept dropping off the project. And each one, I don't think they knew a thing about WordPress, because some of them hacked right into the core.
Ouch.
Yeah. So we finally started on a brand new virgin installation of WordPress, brought the theme over, did some stuff, but we still found that some URLs were kind of wonky in the database. So this is going to solve it for me. Thank you, John. You read my mind today.
Yeah, it should.
All right. Okay, well, speaking of which, sometimes there are people that you collaborate with on websites, and you don't necessarily want them to see what kind of magic you got going on, right? You don't want to see them. You don't want them to see the labels on the potions, you know, that you're working on. So I found this plugin that happened to just come out in the nick of time. It's called KV Plugin Hider. So essentially what this plugin does is, you, as the admin of the site, can go in, and with the settings of this plugin, you get to choose all amongst the list of your plugins which ones you'd like to hide, meaning you'd like to hide them from the plugin list, you'd like to hide them from anybody monkeying with settings or anything like that in the admin menu, and you get to see it, and it gets to function on its own in the background like normal if it's something that's just a plugin that, something like boxes or something like that in the editor. But you get to determine what level of person can see the plugin, or you can just limit it to yourself. And I thought this was, from an administrative perspective, one of the nice things, I guess you could say, about cloaking, as far as cloaking the different technologies that WordPress has. And sometimes you just don't want to show all your cards. And, oftentimes there's no need to. You don't need people to go in and have settings to things that are working in the background. So I gave this one a perfect 5 out of 5.
Very nice. Does it also say hide the plugin from the update list?
You mean as far as...
Say the plugin comes up for an update and you've hidden it, and does it hide the update from other users as well as keeping the plugin hidden?
That I don't know. I'll have to try that.
Just a curiosity. I was wondering if it did that too, because that's also a nice use for it, that if you need to hide a plugin, you can also just keep it hidden from the users from being able to update it.
Interesting, and I will check with the developer on this one to see exactly what it can do in that, but I can also test that myself, so I'll do that, and I'll let you know.
Okay, and the final one I've got here, this is in conjunction with the new email list set up on WP Plugins A to Z, so go to the site, sign up for the list. Yes, another plug. This is MailChimp for WordPress. This is an integration of MailChimp into your WordPress website. And this is a nice freemium plugin. And the free version is very nice in that it allows you to go through, create a form, connect up to your MailChimp site, choose the list you're going to use for that particular website, and integrate it into the website. And you can customize the form up relatively easily that you're going to display on your site, either with a short code or with a widget. And it also has additional settings you can get if you get the freemium version. You can create more than one form type for your site. You can also go through and do some significant customizations to the buttons. You can also set up some categorization to it. So all in all, it's a really great simple way to integrate MailChimp into your website. And of all the plugins I looked at for integration of MailChimp, the only thing I found that's a little better than this is the integration via Gravity Forms. So this is a great plugin. Should be a 5, but because it's the freemium version, it gets a 4. So 4 dragon rating for this one, MailChimp for WordPress.
Ooh, well, breaking the streak.
Almost had a perfect podcast.
Yeah, almost. Oh, well. Well, let's see if I can bring us back up here. But hey, 4 out of 5, man. That's still a rocking plugin.
Well, it's a couple of the features that are available in the premium put it right up at 5. But because this isn't the premium version, can't give it the 5.
All right. Well, I found something a couple days ago on the repository. I window shop the repository every morning. I think everybody must figure that out by now. You know, I go through everything that came out the previous day. So, and I've been doing that for 3 years, so chances are I pretty much know half the repository by now. this one is called Royal Tree. And it is an amazing tree creation plugin for making these dynamic organizational flowcharts, like what you'd see at work where the boss is on the top and you're probably like 4 levels down.
Right.
I hope not, but this is an outstanding plugin to show your boss and maybe you'll get moved up that tree just a little bit faster. It also kind of doubles as an upside down family tree thing. So people that are into genealogy and family trees, this is probably a pretty cool thing. Each part of the tree with the person's name, the little box, can be linked to a page where more stuff's available. So it can be your bio page or whatever you want to have. This is the best organizational tree that I've ever seen. It's really cool. The way you can scroll around and the way that it presents things and kind of automatically makes the lines. It is set up, John, exactly how menus are set up. Mm. So you just put in the top person on the top and then, you know, you make that like a almost like you would make a sub menu, right? Mm-hmm. So you drag it over to the right a little bit so it kind of indents. So it's a child of the top guy. And you just work your way down with the tree. And that's the way that it draws it out.
Nice.
So you don't have to play around with anything else. And if somebody, you know, is moving on up and gets a promotion, you can just go over there and drag them in that menu style and move them up the chain. And likewise, if they get canned, you can take them right out, just like you do menus. So I gave this one a perfect 5 out of 5.
Very nice. This looks like it's got some great uses if you're building the organizational thing of your website, organizational chart of your organization on the website, and linking it off to each person's page.
Yeah. So it's got 17 downloads, one of them being me. So,
well, brand new. It'll move up the ladder before too long, I'm sure.
Yep. I'm sure in 3 weeks we'll see it on WP Tavern reviewed by Jeff Chandler saying it's the greatest new thing he's ever seen. Just kidding, Jeff.
All right. So that brings us up. I covered up in this episode the RSS Manager, which I gave a 5. The Velvet Blues Update URLs. I actually kind of like the name. That's one of the cooler names I've run across.
Mm.
Velvet Blues. I gave a 5 too. And then MailChimp for WordPress, which I gave a 4.
And I talked about WP Dropbox drop-ins, which I gave a perfect 5. KV plug-in hider lets you go in stealth mode, 5. And Royal Tree, we gave another 5 out of 5.
Yeah, of course, we got a little commercial for you. If you're looking for some stock photography, tired of that same old stock photography, looking for a change, check out CanadaStockPhoto.com, where I've got some great featured, unique, not found anywhere else, stock photo images. New images added daily, and even a few that are available for free download. Just follow the link on the show notes to go get your free stock photo images.
Awesome. Okay, I want to make a call out to the people out there that have wanted to get involved in creating a course, maybe their own membership site, something like that. I'm not going to reveal the name or anything like that, but I'm working on a project that involves being able to create your own training course. And it's kind of modeled after Udemy, Udemy.com, which is another training place. I'm going to do something for WordPress training. And John, you would say it's, I'm not going to mention the domain, but it's a pretty good domain, right?
Oh, yeah. Very good. Very good one. And it's going to be a great, great project and bring some great trainers together, I'm sure.
Yeah. So if you're interested in doing a course in WordPress, doesn't matter what it is. It doesn't have to be beginner stuff. Maybe you know a particular premium plugin that you know how to make work way better than anybody else you've ever seen. Make a course about that. If you're interested, please email me, marcuscouch@gmail.com, and I'd love to talk to you and get you on board in the project and let you know a little bit more about it. I plan on opening it pretty much when kids go back to school again in the fall. I think that would be an appropriate time to open it and give us plenty of time to kind of tidy up the teacher's lounge and make it really cool. So got a really great project in the works. So please, if you're interested, marcuscouch@gmail.com.
Okay, and if you're not getting enough daily WordPress news, check out the WP plugins daily over at wpnews.wpmedic.ca. And if you got a couple minutes, we would greatly appreciate you dropping it at iTunes, Blueberry, or Stitcher Radio and giving us the reviews.
And how can they contact us, John?
You can reach me on my website at johnoverall.com. For emergency support, go to wppro.ca/emergency or drop me an email, john@wppro.ca.
And you can find me at my website, marcuscouch.com, and follow me on Twitter at marcuscouch.
And that's all we've got for you now. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to the show. This show is copyright by johnoverall.com. So until next time, have yourselves a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today.